All right. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We all watch the Olympics, right? I made sure I watched all the snowboarding because I love snowboarding. And I made sure I watched John White because he's like the superhero snowboarding. And he's amazing. There's all the other snowboarders. And then there's Sean, and he's like, you know he's going to win from the beginning, and he does. And he could have taken the gold and silver with his two runs if the rules would have let him. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ. Does that mean I can beat Sean White in snowboarding? Is that like a biblical promise? What if I told you that was a biblical promise that I could beat Sean White in snowboarding? Is that what that's talking about? Let's find out. Today we're going to be talking about three things. First, Paul's mission was the spread of the gospel. He was obsessed with the gospel. He gathered people and built groups to share the gospel. And you can see this in Philippians 1, verse 12. It says, but I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. He wrote about his partnership in the gospel in Philippians 4:10. He said, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. So clearly, Paul is obsessed with the gospel. Let's take a look at a second thing. His gospel work included good and bad. He says in Philippians 11:12, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. So he says he knows how to be abased, he knows how to be abased, and he knows how to be And he knows how to abound. And base means empty. And abound means overflowing. And he said he knows how to be both. So obviously he like knows how to have a good time. And so I like imagine him like hanging out with his friends and having good fellowship and good worship. And he like enjoys sunrises and travels to the mountains and things like this. I went on a missions trip with my family to Mexico one time. And we had a lot of fun. We would get invited to like these, fiestas or whatever you call those parties. And they would like cater in this food and there was live music and there's like lights and it was a lot of fun. And you would have like these cool people to talk to if you could understand them. And, it was just a lot of fun. And, we'd go back to our hotel that we stayed in for a night and, it was a really nice hotel. There was seriously like these peacocks just like trolling around like the place outside the hotel room. And then we stayed in like this presidential suite and there's this patio and it like overlooked these mountains and there's a waterfall back there. And so we had a good time. There's also really, really bad times that we had in Mexico. Like we had this huge bus and it broke down and it was really, really hot. And then when the bus was working, the air conditioning wasn't working. And, the water down there does, like, crazy things to you, and so, like, there's hardly any toilet paper in any of the bathrooms, and people, like, their toilet paper would be in the bus, so we'd have to unpack the whole bus to get to it, and it was just horrible. And Paul also had really bad times. He wrote this letter from prison, 2 Corinthians 11:23-28, he says, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more... in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in death often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil and sleeplessness, often in hunger and thirst, in fastings, often in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes to me daily, my deep concern for the churches. So Paul had really good times and he also had bad times. So first we see that Paul's mission was to spread the gospel. And second we see that his gospel work included good and bad. Now, this helps us to understand what he's talking about in verse 13 when he says, I can do all things through Christ. He's talking about the hardships of the gospel. Our third point is, whatever God expects of you, you can do with his help. When my brothers were younger, my dad started this church. And my brother signed to play baseball. And when you're starting a church, things like, you don't have like a whole ton of cash. So things are thin. And we were devoted to the gospel work, but my brother signed up for baseball. And my dad is like, well, you either got to play in tennis shoes like I did when I was your age, or you got to pray for cleats. And you can't play baseball in tennis shoes. It's just, you can't do that. And so they prayed for baseball cleats every night. They'd kneel down by their bed, and they prayed for baseball cleats. And they'd wake up the next night, they'd just pray for baseball cleats. Every night, they'd pray for baseball cleats. And every once in a while, we get these packages from our Aunt Jean, and they're just full of junk. It's like, she goes to the Goodwill and gets these, she like buys everything in the Goodwill, like stuffs it in a box, puts too much tape on it, and sends it to us. And there might be candy in there every once in a while, so we'd rip it open and get that out. But and this one day, this package came in the mail, and we got it, and we opened it, and inside were these two name-brand baseball cleats sitting on the top of the package. And my brothers tried them on, and they were the exact fit. And so God will provide for you when you're devoted to the gospel work. So be devoted to the gospel. Enjoy the good. Don't be shocked by the bad. And know that God will help you to endure whatever you need to endure when you're devoted to the gospel work. And remember that if he brought you to it, he can bring you through it.